Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Kiera.
Right, and I'm glad to have Kiera here as the co-host today. And we're going to be looking at the Equatorial Guinea players. So we'll be kind of going through the players that Soccerphiles has on file and listing them and kind of predicting how likely they are to be on the final squad. And then as we go, we're going to kind of look at who was actually selected. And in that way, we'll see if our predictions were right or wrong, and then add any other players that hadn't made the files in the first place. So all ready to begin, Kiera?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's begin with Juan Micha, the manager. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, so I can. He has been manager of the national team just since 2021, but he's been involved with the Equatorial Guinea national teams and various teams for a number of years. So interim manager in 2020, he's managed the U17 national team, the U20 national team, and a number of others. So been connected for quite a while.
Yeah.
He also played professionally and earned three caps between 1998 and 2002.
Yeah. Great. So he'll be leading them into the tournament. A long time.
Yes.
Long time with the team, but newly top manager. Okay, let's move on to goalkeepers. And not a lot to choose from here. We do have basically their starting keeper in Jesus Owono. And he played seven of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. So we've coded him as definite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays for Alaves B in Spain, been there since 2021 and in different clubs with Spain over the last number of years. He's been with the Equatorial Guinea team since 2019 and has 10 caps for the team. And he is just 20 years old.
Right. And we really don't have many other candidates on file. As a possible but unlikely, we have Aitor Mbella. And normally, I think we wouldn't introduce him, but because we have so few goalies for them, maybe we should talk a little bit about him, Kiera.
Sure. Yeah, he's 25 years old and has been with the team since 2015, but just has six caps. He plays for Somozas in Spain since 2021 and born in Spain and played with a number of clubs in Spain throughout his time.
Right. Okay. And he was on the roster in 2015, but Philippe Owono played all games. And again, because we don't have a lot of players to work with here, we're going to put Philippe Owono there. He last appeared for the team in November 2019. Basically not likely, but he was the starter in 2015. So let's do a little bio on him.
Yeah, he played with the team from 2011 to 2019 and got 41 caps with Equatorial Guinea. Currently playing for the Futuro Kings in Equatorial Guinea as well. So he's 28 years old, but does seem to, have not been connected with the team since 2019.
Yeah, the biggest team he played for was the Orlando Pirates in South Africa, but that was only for a couple of years. But with Equatorial Guinea, he seems a bigger name. He was on the roster in 2012, but not the starting keeper. He didn't play. And as we said, he was the starter in 2015. However, I didn't say about Aitor Mbella that he had played one of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for one of those and not selected for four. So that's all we have on file for goalkeepers. So my only guess is that they're either going to use these guys or bring in some players that we don't know about.
Yeah, I would expect that they would take three keepers with a 28 man squad. So
yeah, and so some teams are taking
three.
What's that?
Yeah, it may end up having to be these three.
Yeah, sorry, I overrode you there. Yeah, and in fact, some teams now that it's 28 players, some teams are taking four keepers. So I don't know whether Equatorial Guinea has the keepers to take, but let's look and see who was actually selected. And uh-oh, it looks a bit complex here. Anyway, as we expected, Awono is there, probably will be the starting keeper. Okay, interestingly, Ator Embeler was selected, but then he withdrew injured.
Oh,
And
no.
Philippe Ovono, who was not selected initially, was called back in. So no surprise that they would call him up with a shortage of keepers. But we do have actually two new names, and they are Mariano Mba and Manuel Sapunga. So, do we have a little info on those guys?
I do have a little bit of information.
Great.
Not surprising that they weren't on our original list because neither of them have any caps. So Mba plays for Deportivo Unidad in Equatorial Guinea. He's 22 years old. And was on the bench for some of their games in 2021,
Okay.
but no caps.
Right. So that's probably why he didn't show up on our radar.
Yeah.
And actually, there must have been a couple of keepers on the bench because, Mbala didn't, Mbala and Ovono weren't there. So obviously, these guys have been on the bench for a while. Is that true of Sapunga?
So he has been on the bench for since September 2021 and for their six remaining games leading so far or in 2021. So again, no caps. And also plays his club football in Equatorial Guinea for Futuro Kings.
Okay, that
But
seems to be one of the major clubs there. Okay, well, that kind of
yeah.
resolves that. I guess those two guys just hadn't been on the soccer files because they hadn't earned any caps. Hopefully, the other positions won't be as troublesome as that. But let's move on to defenders, and we'll start with general defenders here. With Marvin Anebo, who has played six of their eight games in 2021 and on the bench for two others. So we coded him as a definite there.
At 24 years old, he has been with the team since 2019 and has seven caps. For the team, playing his club soccer in Casereno in Spain since 2020.
All right, and he hasn't played in any tournaments before. And we'll move on to a likely candidate or a couple of likely candidates. Saul Coco. And he actually scored two of the eight goals in World Cup 2022 qualifying, even though he's a central defender. And he played the last four of their eight games in 2021 on the bench for two and not selected for two.
He has been with the team since 2017 and has nine caps under his belt, as well as those two goals that you mentioned. He is 22 years old, and playing for Las Palmas in Spain since 2020 for his club.
Right. Okay. And he may be referred to just as Coco. He doesn't have any tournament experience under him, but this guy does. It's Rui de Gracia. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Do you have any guess, Kiera?
Yours definitely as good
Rui
as mine.
or
Yeah,
Rui?
Rui de Gracias, I
Yeah.
think. Yeah,
Anyway, he
my best
returned
guess.
after a 2.5 year absence in September to play two of their remaining six games in 2021, and was not selected for the last four matches. So I had him as likely, but I'm actually going to move him down to possible.
Right. Yeah, he definitely has the some agent experience over the other two possible players we talked about. So he's 36 years old and has 37 caps, including one goal, and been with the team since 2010. Born in Spain and played playing for Gimnástica Segoviana in Spain since 2019.
Right. Okay. Well, maybe too much age there. He was a starter in 2012 and 2015. And he scored their only goal in qualifying in World Cup 2018 qualification. But at 36, yeah, maybe a bit old for this tournament, do you think?
Yeah. I think kind of on that line. I think possible is a good prediction.
Yeah. And yeah, actually, some of the smaller teams may have to rely on older players like that. Anyway, also in the possible category is Javier Ocampo. And including his first cap in November, he played one of their three remaining games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others.
Yeah. Just been with the team since 2021. So pretty new. And like you said, just that single cap. He's 25 years old right now. And like many of the Equatorial Guinea players playing in Spain with Ibiza, been there since 2021.
Right. Okay. Well, one cap for a 25-year-old is a bit of a late start, I would say.
Yeah.
The next player we'll just introduce by name. He is in the possible but unlikely category. He played none of the eight games in 2021, but he was on the bench for the first of those and not selected for seven others. So we'll come back to him if he ends up being selected. All right, are you ready for the big reveal?
Yeah, let's find out who made it.
Okay, Marvin Anaboa is in, as we expected, and Saul Coco, yes. Rui de Gracia, I guess, maybe past his age now, not selected. Junior Acapo is selected. I imagine he may be on the bench there. And Igonga not selected either. So three centre backs there.
Okay.
Of course,
yeah, not a surprising.
Yeah, usually there's a one or two more, but maybe players from other positions fill in. Let's move on to left backs and begin with Luis Messaquer. And he played five of their eight games in 2021 on the bench for the last two and not selected for one other. So we've got him as a likely.
Yeah, he does have 13 caps with the team and has been with them since 2018, just 22 years old. He also has a goal for the team. And since 2021, has been playing in Spain with Naval Carnero.
Okay, that sounds like a bit of a smaller club in Spain. The other candidate who we have as likely is Basilio Ndong. And he played six of their eight games in 2021, not selected for two others, including the last one.
Right. He's just 22 years old, but does have 23 caps with this team and has been with them since 2016. Playing for Westerlo in Belgium since 2020, although in the past year for 2021, he was loaned to IK Start in Norway.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, as a possible candidate, so that's kind of interesting. Both of these guys, Luis Messaquer and Basilio Ndong, both played the majority of their games, and yet neither of them played the last game. So something going on there, maybe shifting positions or something. But obviously in the last game, there's someone else. Maybe this guy calls me Ambene. Not sure if I'm saying that right. He played one of their eight games in 2021 on the bench for five of those and not selected for two others. Maybe it was the last game he played. I'm not that sure.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either. But he has been with the Equatorial Guinea team since 2015 and has 11 caps for them. He is 31 years old. So not a huge number of caps for his age.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays, and he does play his club football in Equatorial Guinea with Deportivo Unidad. He's been there since 2018.
All right. Well, the last one we'll mention is just a name, Miguel Angel Nzang. And he last appeared for the team in November 2020. So again, we'll kind of detail him if he happens to be selected. Okay, let us reveal. And okay, well, we got all three. Luis Messiger, Basilio Ndong, and Cosme Anbane. And I'm going to classify the first two as starters and the second one as a bench player there.
Yeah, do you agree? Seems likely based on the trends that we've seen in 2021.
Yeah, but it also seems that Messiger or Ndong maybe plays out of position rather than as the left back. But let's see, because we actually have three likely candidates for right back here, beginning with Carlos Acapo, and he played six of their eight games in 2021, not selected for two others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's plays for Cadiz in Spain, been there since 2019 and spent most of his career in Spain, born there as well. And then for Equatorial Guinea, he's been with the team since 2013 and has 23 caps and one goal at age 28.
All right. So a fairly experienced player there, although he has never made a tournament. Unlike this player, the next one, Miguel Angel Meyer, who was in the 2015 tournament just as a substitute. He appeared only in game six, so a substitute in one game. But he seems to have made his way more into the team since, playing four of their eight games in 2021 and on the bench for four others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's has 10 caps with the Equatorial Guinea team, been with them since 2015. So as you said, perhaps he's getting a little bit more playtime recently. He is 31 years old. And plays his club football in Equatorial Guinea and been with the Futuro Kings since 2019.
Okay, great. But we have yet another, Esteban Orozco, or Esteban Orozco Obiang. He also played four of their eight games in 2021 and was not selected for four others. So we'll talk a bit about what that might mean, but maybe a little bio information.
Mm-hmm. So he is 23 years old, been with the team since 2017 and has 11 caps under his belt, playing his club soccer for Antequera in Spain just since 2021.
Yeah, so actually 11 caps for a 23-year-old is pretty good. And then we have a possible candidate in Nesta Senra. Including his first cap in September 2021. He played one of their remaining six games in that year and was on the bench for three of those and not selected for two others.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, just that single cap, just been with the Equatorial Guinea team since 2021. So possible, but certainly seems less likely than the names we mentioned before. He is also just 19 years old. And playing his club football for Sevilla C in Spain.
All right. Well, he looks maybe more like a future hope, but if he moves up in Sevilla there with age, he should be maybe in the squad. Now, I'm going to put him in the retired category, Randy Ayanga, and because he last appeared for the team in October 2018. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about him since he's a veteran.
Sure, yeah. He was with Equatorial Guinea from 2010 to 2018 and has 39 caps with the team and four goals over his career. He's still playing in Equatorial Guinea with the Futuro Kings, been there since 2020. But has, been with a number of clubs throughout his career.
Yeah, we won't go into too much detail, other than to say he did start in 2012 and in 2015, so has been a big player for the team, but looks like he is not playing for them anymore. So ready for the big reveal. Carlos Acapo is selected. And Miguel Angel Maye, I don't know if I'm saying that right. It feels a bit unnatural to my throat. And actually listed as Esteban Obiang rather than Esteban Orozco, he is selected. But Nestor Senra, I guess, maybe needs to mature a little bit and maybe move up from the Sevilla team. Not selected for this one, and Randy Ianga, not selected either. So, not to put you on the spot, but I'm a little confused as to what would be going on there. Acapo played six of their eight games, Maye played four, and Obiang played four. So, like left back, it looks like they're starting a lot of games, but you can't have two right backs.
Yeah, well, and I wonder, we did mention with central defenders that they didn't bring quite as many as we maybe would have expected. So I'm not sure if some of them perhaps are filling into that central defensive role.
Yeah, good point. That sounds likely to me, actually, and also maybe moving up to right midfielders
Yeah, I'm
is
curious to
also
see
possible.
who's they're bringing for midfield. To see if that
Yeah,
kind of answers our question here.
that may shed some light on it. Perfect. So I don't know. I'll maybe put Carlos Acapo as the definite. And Maye and Obiang as possibles in terms of starters.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable.
Okay, we have a category for general defenders, and we didn't have anyone in it. But while I was looking there at the actual selections, a new name came up, Louis-Henri Nsue, and can you tell us a little bit about him? He's been selected, but we don't know that much about him.
Yeah, similar to our other surprise candidates, he has no caps for the team. He is playing, has been playing in Equatorial Guinea, his club soccer since 2017 with Kano Sport, and was loaned to Spain with Puerto Llano for in 2017 and 18. Besides that, he's 23 years old and has been on the bench starting in September 2021 for four of the six games they had left and then not selected for the last two. So
Okay.
yeah, no caps yet, but that may change.
Yeah, and I wonder, just speculating here, but maybe because the central defense looked a bit thin, maybe he has been brought in to bolster that. So, yeah, okay, let's move on then to midfielders. And we only have one defensive, or I should say one player kind of coded as a defensive midfielder, and he's actually seems to be off the squad because he last appeared in November 2019. So I think we won't even go into detail on him and move on to central midfielders. Sometimes the positions overlap. And the central midfielders will play that position. So let's move on to Pablo Gannet. We have him down as a definite because he played seven of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other.
Yeah, he does have 26 caps with the team since 2015, as well as three goals at 27 years old. And he plays his club football for Real Murcia in Spain and has been there just since 2021.
Right. Okay. Yeah, he was part of the African Cup in 2015. He started game one, actually, but subbed out at halftime and then lost his starting position there. only appearing in game five as a sub late in the game. So he seems to have moved from being, I don't know what that means, a starter or a sub in 2015. But anyway, he seems firmly entrenched now, let's put it that way. Moving on to the other definite candidate is Pedro Obiang. And he had played the first two of their eight games in 2021, but he was injured for the last six games with a bronchial condition. So he had scored two of their seven goals in qualifying, including actually a crucial late tying goal in Libya, where another player scored later to make it a win. And that with two goals out of two of their seven goals, that made him their top scorer, even though he's a central midfielder. However, that bronchial condition may mean that he's not available for this tournament. So he's an injury doubt, to make it short.
Right. He's been with the team since 2018 and has 11 caps and then three goals. So the two you mentioned and one other. He is 29 years old and has been playing with Sassuolo in Italy since 2019, but also spent 4 years from 2015 to 19 with West Ham in England.
Right, so he'll be familiar to English fans. But yeah, he's actually born in Spain, but spent most of his professional career in Italy with Sampdoria and Sassuolo. But again, it depends on his injury, I suppose. Otherwise, he would probably be selected. The next player is Pepin. And he is likely, having played five of their eight games in 2021, although he wasn't selected for the three others.
Yeah, he's been with the team since 2015 and has 15 caps at 25 years old, and also plays his club football in Italy with Monza since 2020, although last year he was loaned to Pescara. And has spent most of his career in Italy.
Yeah, with a lot of different teams too. Wow, mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to lay down roots much there. No. Okay, we'll go with Alex Balboa here. He's a possible, I guess. Central midfielders, they generally need several players, so we have him as a possible, including his first cap in September. He played four of their five remaining games and was on the bench for the other. So I covered most of what you'll probably say, but go ahead.
Yeah, he is just 20 years old. So just four caps so far, and just been with the team since 2021. But does seem to have been getting some playtime recently. So
Yeah. Okay, so he seems to have made his way in quite well, though. We'll go with Janik Buila, Buyla. How do you say that?
Buila, I think. My English speaking tongue can't wrap around it that easily.
No, I think I'll have to listen to what announcers say during the tournament to nail that one down. Anyway, we have him as possible. He played five of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for one of those. However, he was not selected for the last two matches.
Yeah, he's been with the team since 2019 and has seven caps at 23 years old. Playing his club football in Spain with Zaragoza. And then just this past year, he was loaned to Gimnastic in Spain.
Okay, great. So we got a few names there, and we'll now go through and see which ones were actually selected. So Pablo Gannett, as we expected, will be a starter. And Pedro Obiang, a big loss for Equatorial Guinea there, did not make it. Presumably because of that injury.
Yeah, that infection must be relatively serious.
Okay, and Pepin is listed. I think I think the administration at the Equatorial Guinea all got together and decided that they wanted to confuse me by changing his name to Jose Machin. Actually, I did have in the files that this was his real name and Pepin is a nickname. But anyway, he's listed as Jose Machin there. And the other two guys made it, Alex Balboa and Janik of the fearful pronunciation also made it. Janik Bulia, I'll try again. Boila. I'm so humiliated.
We're trying our best.
Okay, just in terms of whether they're starters or not, Pablo Gannett, yes, Jose Machin, I'll put down as a starter, and the other two guys as maybes, because they both played four games or more.
Yeah, that seems.
All right, over to right midfield, and we just have. Hang on. Oh, no, sorry, left midfield. We have Federico Bicoro, and we have him as a definite because he played all eight games. He's the only candidate we have, though. Do you want to tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, at 22 years old, he has 32 caps under his belt. Whoa. So, yeah, that's a lot. And he's been with the team since 2013. So must have been very young when he started with the team. And he has two goals as well. He's playing in Spain for Zaragoza. And then since 2019 and then in 2021 was loaned to Hercules and spent most of his career in Spain.
Yeah, I'm just checking because that doesn't seem right. And I see actually he was born in 1996, so 25 okay. years old. It's still a goodly number of caps for his
yeah.
age. Yeah,
just seemed
a bit impossible at 20.
Yeah, it's wrapping my head around that, trying to do the math there of like.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure he's going to make it. On the other hand, with right midfielders, we only have two names who are on the possible but unlikely. So I think your prediction of maybe if the defenders, your suggestion that the midfield might be a little thin is coming true here. We'll just mention the names for now, and then if they're selected, we will go back and cover them. So Jordan Gutierrez and Joanette Lopez. Two possible, but not likely. Gutierrez played two of their eight games in 2021, not selected for the last six. And similarly, Lopez played two, was on the bench for two and not selected for the last four. So we'll leave them off for now and move on to left midfielders. Oh, sorry, left wingers. And in the likely category is Josette Miranda, who played six of their games in 2021, was on the bench for one and not selected for one.
Mm-hmm. He is 23 years old with 24 caps, has been with the team since 2015, and two goals. Playing for Getafe in Spain since 2015, but loaned to Nikivolou in Greece for the 2021 season.
Right. Okay. And on the right wing, we have Ruben Belima, coded as a likely. Coded as likely. He played five of their games in 2021, was on the bench for one, and then not selected for two.
He's been with the team since 2013 with 26 caps for the 29-year-old, and also born in Spain, playing for Spain for Hercules since 2021.
Hercules. Okay, yeah, he was on the 2015 squad. He was subbed into two games there. And he actually lined up as a defender in one of those games, or came in for a defender, at least. We'll see. So let us do the big reveal here. And as expected, Federico Bicoro is selected. Yes, neither Jordan Gutierrez or Joanette Lopez were selected. Josette Miranda is on the squad, and Ruben Belima is also on the squad.
And, unsurprising when there weren't many to choose from.
Yeah, and I got to say, all of those players look like starters.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see when the tournament comes around. Okay, moving on to the forward line, we have a couple of attacking midfielders to consider, and that's Santiago Eneme, who we have listed as a possible, having played one of their eight games in 2021, but was on the bench for three of those and not selected for four others, including the last two. Ooh, that might move him down to possible, but unlikely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just 21 years old, with seven caps for the team, has been with the team since 2018, is playing for Nantes B in France since 2019.
Right. Looks like an up-and-comer, at least. We'll keep him at the possible level. And possible but unlikely is Jimmy Akua. He had his first cap in September and played the first of their remaining six games, and was on the bench for one other but not selected for the last four matches. So maybe we'll just leave him as a name for now, Kiera. And before we do the checking, we'll do one player coded as a secondary striker, Iban Salvador, who I have as a likely, but I'm sure he'll be there anyway, had played four of their eight games in 2021, but was not selected for four, which is odd, because he's a big name for them. He had scored one of their seven goals in qualifying.
Yeah, at 26 years old, he does have 27 caps for the team and has been there since 2015. So decently well established with the team. Four goals for them as well. And then is playing his club soccer in Fuenlabrada in Spain since 2019.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That club name is not that familiar to me, but some of the clubs he played for before, Celta de Vigo and Real Valladolid, they're fairly big clubs. I'm not sure why his name is so familiar to me. He started about half of the games in 2015, but was a sub for some of those games. So maybe I'm kind of overstating it here. But anyway, let's take a look and see how they did. And Santiago Eneme. Did make the squad. Jimmy Akua didn't, but he was unlikely. And Iban Salvador also made the squad there. We'll put Iban Salvador, though, as maybe a starter. And just looking back at Santiago, we had him only as a possible, so also maybe a starter. In fact, I'm going to put him as a sub, Santiago Eneme, because he only played one of their games in 2021.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. We finally get to the forward line. And we begin with probably their biggest name, Emilio Ensue. And I have him as a definite because he played five of their eight games in 2021 on the bench for one and not selected for two others. But he's a big name for the squad, and I'll let you talk a little bit about him.
Mm-hmm. Definitely bringing experience. He is 32 years old, has been with the team since 2013, and has 28 caps and 13 goals for the team. So, if he can keep those goals coming, they'll be hoping for that.
Right.
He's playing his club football in Cyprus for Apoel, since 2020.
That's his second stint with them. And your brother Connor is probably familiar with him because he knows championship soccer. Nsue played in Birmingham in England, and then for 3 years for Middlesbrough in England too. And he had some bigger clubs too, with Real Sociedad in Spain. So maybe moving down to smaller, not that Apoel is that small, but he's kind of 32 years old now, so maybe heading towards retirement. In addition to being the captain and starting all games in 2015, he's also been a regular scorer in qualifyings when they haven't made it to tournaments. But 2012 seems to have come too early for him, that tournament. All right, we have another definite here in Oscar Siafa, and including his first cap in September, he played all five of their remaining games. So it looks like they found someone there, Kiera.
Yeah, those five games are his only five caps for the team. He's just been with the team since 2021. It's 24 years old. So yeah, seems to be a recent addition. Playing his club football for Volos in Greece since 2021.
Okay, on the likely, we have Luis Nlavo. First appeared on the bench in September 2019, but then was off the squad and returned after a 2 year absence in September 2021 to play five of their remaining six games and on the bench for the other. So he looks likely.
Just 20 years old. He has five caps for the team. And as you mentioned, just back on the team since 2021. He plays his club football in Portugal with Braga B.
Oh, okay. So he looks like an up-and-comer for sure.
Yeah.
And also likely Solomon Obama. First appeared in, sorry, I'm mistaken there. He played the first six of their eight games in 2021, but wasn't selected for the last two matches. He scored one of their seven goals in qualifying.
Yeah, he's been with the team since 2018. He is 21 years old, but has 11 caps. And that goal that he scored in qualifying is the single goal he's got for Equatorial Guinea, playing his club football in Mostoles in Spain since 2021.
Okay, so they have a bit of youth there coming through here. On the possible is Dorian Junior. His first cap was in November, so he played one of their two remaining games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other. So another new name coming through. What do you say?
Yeah, that is his first and only cap since he's just been part of the team since 2021. He is also another youngster at 20 years old, playing his club football in Logroño in Spain since 2021.
All right. Well, they have a lot to choose from there. We also have a possible but unlikely. So we'll just throw out the name and then see. Pedro Obaasu, but he last appeared in November 2020. And finally, Celestonio seems to be off the squad. His first and only appearance was in November 2018. I don't know why I even have him here, to be honest. So, are you ready for the big reveal?
Yes.
Well, no surprise, Emilio Nsue and Oscar Siafa are there, probably as starters. Luis Nlavo also made the club, made the team. I'll put him as a possible substitute there. Who knows though? Solomon Obama did not make the squad, but Dorian Jr. seems to have slipped into his position there. So a bit of disappointment for Obama. And surprisingly, Pedro Obaasu, who we had coded as unlikely, did make the squad. But Celestonio did not. So any comments on those selections, Kiara?
Yeah, well, Asu, also young, just 21 years old, but does have 11 caps. So I guess from 2017 to 2019, when he was with the team, he did get some playing time and four goals as well in those 11 caps. So perhaps that's contributing to their selection. He does play in Equatorial Guinea with Futuro Kings.
Sure. Maybe some reason, maybe he was injured or something. Anyway, he'll be happy to be back on the squad. And there we have it, Kiara. So we're going to finish by going through the names. And we've kind of roughly put them into starters. So we'll focus mostly on the starters. Let's begin with the manager.
So Juan Mica is the manager who will be bringing the team forward.
Right. Do you want to do goalies also?
Yeah. So most likely to start is Jesus Owono. Their goalie with, I'd be very surprised if he wasn't starting the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, they have two brand new guys and then one veteran who was called back in there. So that's okay for backup, but Owono will start. Defenders, we have Marvin Anibo and Saul Coco. Those are kind of the two central defenders who will probably start. And as we've discussed, maybe players coming in from other positions. But coded as a central defender also is Javier Acapo, who we've put down as maybe as a starter. Over to left backs. Kiara, go ahead.
So coded two is as most likely to start, Louis Messinguer and Basilio Ndong.
Right.
As most likely to start, maybe in left back, maybe somewhere else on the field.
Yeah, exactly, because we can't have two of them. And it's even more difficult with right backs, because we have Carlos Acapo as a definite starter, and Miguel Angel Maye and Esteban Orozco Obiang. Those two are both likely to, or kind of maybe starters. So maybe starters in different positions then. Yeah. Over to the midfield.
So central midfield, likely Pablo Gané starting in central midfield, and Jose Machin would be the most likely ones we'd see.
Right. And he may be called Pepin. We'll have to wait and see. On the left midfielder, it seems quite clear, Federico Bicoro as a starter. Or maybe not so clear, because we have Josette Miranda as a starter, as a left winger. So who knows where these players are going to end up, but they've definitely played enough games to be considered starters. And finally, on the right wing, Ruben Balima. Okay, and then as forwards.
Our two most likely to see up front, Emilio Insue and Oscar Siafa.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, forwards tend to sub in more than any other position. So the other players we'll likely see on the field, if not starting. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of Equatorial Guinea. Any closing comments, Kiara?
No, I don't think so. What about you, Kevin?
I mean, it looks like the positions were a little difficult here, and we'll have to actually see what the lineups look like to kind of get a sense of what the team is shaped like. But we'll have to wait and see. Okay, let's sign off then by saying you can find other podcasts. I don't know whether we're going to get through all the player teams, but we're going to give it a try. And you can find all of our podcasts at soccerfiles.captivate.fm. That's Soccer Files with a PH. or by searching Soccer Files, that's plural, on Google. And if you want to contact us with suggestions or comments, it's soccerfiles@gmail.com. And that's it for the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada for this episode. And thanks for joining, Kiera.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. We'll see you hopefully in the future.
Mm-hmm. Bye.